Today's daf is Bavasra, daf Chaf, and I'm not feeling great, but Hashem will try, and Hashem Yazor. Okay, we are on the bottom of Yud Tes Mabez, the last line. I just wanted to mention one thought from yesterday. The Gemara is in the middle of now a discussion of Tuma and Tara. Shmuel says, Rekit Yenim Amayit B'chalon. Shmuel says that if you have a window in between two rooms, there is a mace in one of the rooms, and we want to know if the tum is going to go into the other room. So it depends how big the window is. If there's a poseach tefach, so then the tum will go through. It'll be considered one ohel. But if there's something in the window that's blocking, so then we say the tum does not go through. Shmuel's chiddush was that the item that's blocking has to be should be something that you're mevatel there, something that's going to remain there, something that's going to get removed. So then that does not. Is not memayit the window, and therefore it would, the tumah would pass through. Reb Chaim notes that in the Mishnayos in Ahalus, where this is discussed, there are different sort shiurim for the airspace of the window based on what the reason for the window was. Was the window made to pass things through? Was the window made to see through? Was the window made for air, right, which could be even a smaller amount? So if, it could be even less than a tefach if the window was made for air. So all the Mishnayos in let's talk about that. So Reb Chaim says, based on that, in Simin Reish Pei Aleph, in the Grach Alashaz, the Kivan De'ein Sham Chalal Tefach, it has to do with the Shem Chalon. It doesn't have to do with a specific Shiurim, how much airspace is that. It has the Shem Chalon. What does the Shem Chalon mean? Different Chalonos that are made for different purposes, you know, would have a different Shem. If you have a Shem Chalon that's made for usage, and then you were memayit it, even though there's enough space there, let's say if it was made for a different purpose, but because you were memayit the purpose it was made for, it's not going to pass the tumah through it. And you could have a smaller one that's going to, because it fulfills its purpose. It has a shem shira de chalon eno tali klal b'shirim de alma el shira de chalon talui im litashmisho havi chalon oz maybe as a tumah b'im litashmisho eno chalon. Right, so that's Reb Chaim, cause other rise as well, but he has that Be'inyan Rekik in Baba Basra and Simon Reish Pei Aleph. That's what he quotes, is the Chiddush of Chalon. You need a halachic, a Shem Chalon to bring the Tum up, and if you don't have it, even if you have the right amount of the Shear, because there are different amounts of Shearim, different amounts of types of Chalonos, then it wouldn't be enough. Okay, says the Gemara, last line. So we pointed out in the previous line, in the previous brisa, that if you have a barrel in the window full of grogerus, full of dates, that you check if the barrel, if the dates or the contents could stay and stand without the container. If they say without the container, so then chotzitzin, and if not, ein chotzitzin. Why? Because we say they are not mekabel tumah, right? They are not. Rashi said yesterday again, the chavis and the kupa are not chotzeitz because they are mekabel tumah. So if you can remove the kalim, then you leave the tua, which is not mekabel tumah, and therefore can be chotzeitz. But if it needs the kli, so then the kli is mekabel tumah, and therefore cannot be chotzeitz. So what kind of barrel are we talking about? Hai chavis heichidami. What kind of barrel of cheres, we're assuming, of earthenware are we talking about? Ida puma labar. If, well, we assume the barrel is on its side into one of the rooms. If the mouth of the barrel is labar going to the outside, meaning the bottom of the barrel is into the room where the mace is, and the opening of the barrel is into the open room without the mace. So you're telling me that's going to be a problem? That shouldn't be a problem. Why? He gufa techutz. The barrel should be represent the chatzitza, a break there and bimamayit. Why? Because even though a barrel, klicheris is metame, but how is it metame? So klicheris ain't metame migabo. So you know the halacha of klicheris is the klicheris is only metame on the inside, not if you touch it on the outside. If something hangs in a klicheris, it makes it tame. And if something hangs in a klicheris tame, that thing becomes tame. But that back of a klicheris is not mekabel tumah. So if the barrel is lying out, so and the opening is not towards the mace, then it shouldn't be a problem anyway. But it's not mekabel tumah that way. So answers the Gemara, two answers. Ella de puma lagav, or either the mouth is inside, towards the mace, and that's why it would be a problem, it would be mekabel tumah. Yibayisema, la'olam de puma labar, or we say that the mouth is toward the outside. Aye, how could it be if the mouth is towards the outside, that is going to be a problem of makabel tuma. Hacha mayas kinon bechavish omatech. It's talking about a metal barrel. A metal barrel is matame even if it's not from the inside. Metal barrels, even if you touch it from the outside. So that's why either one of those cases, it would potentially be a problem. It would be makabel tuma, and therefore, if it's there, it would not be chotzeitz. Only if it doesn't have to be there, and only the tefuah would be there. And we spoke about how the tefuah is not usable, therefore that would not be a chatzitza.
Are we worried about things inside the barrel?
No, we're not talking about the things inside the barrel.
If it's a regular kavis, it's not metal, then wouldn't the tefuah stop once...
If it's a cheres, so we said, backwards...
If
it's backwards, then the tefuah would not go through.
Okay, and if it's regular way, is the opening is facing the mace?
So then it's not totally mukaf tzamid pasil, so it's an open barrel in this larger area of the entire everything. It would be maybe a satuma. It's makabel tuma. So the question is, it will go through the chalon. It's not a chatzitza between the chalon.
It will go through the chalon into the barrel, and then what?
First of all, the question is, does the barrel take up the whole space? We shouldn't discuss it. If the barrel does not, well, let's say pashas, the barrel does not take up the whole space.
Uh-huh.
So now the barrel is a davar hamakabel tuma,
okay.
And therefore it is not chotzeit. So it's as if you have the whole window still open, and the tuma would go through. Tuma would go through.
Well, and the stuff inside,
or even the stuff inside, right?
Before.
Right, well, the question is, would
it stand by itself?
If it could stand by itself. Now, right, the whole Gemara's question is, what about, why would you have to remove the barrel? The barrel itself shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. So there's an interesting Bal Musa, the Kotzker Rebbe, where Rebbe Mirsky quotes this in Hegyoni Halacha, page 151, in volume 1. He says, we know this Halacha that a Klicheres is only Matame from the inside, while all the other Kalim are Matame even from the back. Why is that? Because other Kalim, let's say a metal kli has two values. It has the value of the material itself, and it has the value of the fact that it's a kli. Metal is valuable, and the fact that it is a base kibble is also another value. So even if, so that's by a kli cheres, that's by other kalim. By a kli cheres, there obviously is no value to the cheres. It's just dirt. It's pottery. The only value is that it is a clay kibble. So he says the tumah parallels this. The tumah of a metal kli is if it touched the tumah zudarka chipogas pgiasa beikar elko shel kli. Tumah it affects the ikar value of the kli. So when it comes to a metal kli, the ikar value is the metal itself. That's why wherever it touches it, mashenke by kli cheres, the only value that it has is being a base kibble, and therefore it's only matame when something hangs inside. So the same thing is also, how do you fix it? How do you fix? You can only fix something if it's a little okay by itself. You can only be misaking something. So buy a metal kli where it still retains its value. Even if the metal is tame, it's still a base kibble. You can still, if you hang something in there, it's not metame. So then you can fix it by putting it into a mikvah. Into a mikvah, you can metahir it. But when it comes to a kli cheres, it's totally finished, right? Because it doesn't have any other value once you hang something in there. So therefore, the only way to break it, to mevatar it, is shvira, to break it and to redo it in the kiln. So he says the same thing is with an adam, says the Kotzker. A person has a guf and a person has a neshama. Our ikker value is our neshama. So once our neshama is nifka, once our neshama becomes tame and we do something wrong, so the only other way to be mitair us is shvira, shviras halev, and we have to make sure to come back to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ein shlemus, famous line, ein shlemus kalev shavur. Right? Nothing as complete as a broken heart in the eyes of Hashem. So a person is compared to a kli cheres. Okay. Another discussion in the Rishonim here. Again, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go through it totally. I'm trying to get through. The Rabbeinu Tam here discusses. Rabbeinu Tam here discusses, what did it say? When it comes to a metal kli, so that is the reason why it might be makabel tuma, and the question is whether it's chotzeis or not. But there's a principle of what when it comes to a metal kli. There's a principle called cherev harei hukachalo, and that is, even though usually tuma and tara, 99% of the time, the tuma goes down, and Avi Avos makes an Av makes a Rishon, etc. It goes down, but there are one or two exceptions. One of the exceptions is a sword. If a sword kills somebody, goes into a dead body, that sword becomes Avi Avos HaTuma. That is a Chiddush. Metal, a Kli Matris, could become Avi Avos HaTuma, as the Tosfos asks in Bechavis. Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, the Chavis itself, forget the mace in the other room, the Chavis itself should bring the Tuma to the other house. So the metal kli should itself, not just the mace, but the metal kli itself should bring the tuma to the other room. So why is it that we're just worrying about the mace from the other side? So Rabbeinu Tam says, he gives a new kimta. He says maybe the case is where you have dates figs, you have dates, what do you say, grogris, you have dates all around the, figs all around the kli, and they're totally covering the barrel. It's totally enclosed. They're very sticky. It's totally enclosing the barrel, and therefore the principle wouldn't apply. The metal kli would not bring it because it's totally enclosing it. Mechasos is olagamri. It's totally covering it. That's the tosis is ukimta. If you look in the Ramban here, the Ramban says no. The Ramban says, cherev harikachol does not mean it's exactly like a mace. Cherev harikachol means it has the status of an av regarding maga and masa, if it touches something or is carried. But it's not metami ba'ohel. That's a day of the Ramban. It's very important. How much is cherev exactly like cholol? Says the Ramban, only regarding maga and masa, but not when it comes to ohel. Ramban echoes that in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, where he also talks about cherev harikachol, and he quotes other examples, that it doesn't mean exactly like cholo, right? It's mumetame b'maga masa kemes, aval enu kamohu letame ba'ohel. Shema matzu bo miyut minakasa ba'ohel. Ki adam ki yamas ba'ohel. She'enu rakala adam atzmo. Right? But if it's a cherev, it does not apply to tumas ohel. And then he says you don't need sprinkling on 3 and 7. Right? Other differences between of cherev, if you become tummy from a cherev, you don't need the paraduma on day 3 and 7. So again, there are other differences as well between a cherev and a cholo, even though it is called an aviavos in some regard.
So in Agamar, we're worried about transmission via ohel?
Yes. Worried about ohel, and therefore will not be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara Mesa. There's more on cherev v'kacholo. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it doesn't only apply to metal kalim. It applies to all kalim besides cheres. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Other Rishonim argue. Says dafka metal. It's machlokas Rishonim. Says the Gemara Mesa, fourth line. A whole list the Bryce is going to have of items put in the window. Is that mimait? A asavin shetol shon v'hinifin b'chalon. Grass that was uprooted and you put in the window. Or they went up in the window by itself. Or little pieces of garment that's not... garments that are not 3x3. They're very small. You have a limb of an animal that's hanging from the animal that's lying in the window. Rashi explains, and they weren't hukshal kabal tuma. So they're also not a kabal tuma. They wouldn't get wet yet. And a non-Jew who's in the chalon, Tosfos says, even though a non-Jew is mitami midrabanan, midaraisa, it's not tami. For ben shmona hamunach b'chalon, and a ben shmona. In the olden days, they thought a baby born in the 8th month was not viable. So they it was considered an afel. So if you have a ben shmona sitting in the chalon, so all these things, we assume you're going to leave there, and it's not a kabal tuma. The hamelach or salt, the klicheres, and the klicheres for sefer Torah. All of these items, the Gemara is going to talk about each one, are mima'it b'chalon. They lessen the area of the window because it's considered batel there. Aval, but hashelig, v'habard, v'aglid, snow, hail, and frost, v'akfor, v'amayim, any of these, kulam, mayim, they say maybe it means frozen water, kulam, emamatim, b'chalon. All of these are not mima'it. Why? Because they're eventually going to melt at room temperature, and therefore it does not represent the shear that's required. So now I'm going to talk about each one. Why the first group is and the second group isn't. What do you mean grass? Why is that considered something you're going to leave there? It's not makabal tuma. It's fit for an animal to eat. Bafrazta. It's poison grass. Poison grass. So the animal's not going to have it. Oshalo mealein. Grass went by itself. Kimet the kashal kosal shakalahu. What do you mean? Because you don't want this grass next to your wall, you're going to rip it out. So you're not going to leave it there. Amarava bekosal chorva. No, we're talking about a broken down, dilapidated walls. Therefore, you're not going to take the grass away. But Papa Amar, afilu bekosal yishuv, even a regular house, bibon chutz mishlosha lechalon, where the grass is growing from 3 tvachim away from the window. So therefore, you're going to leave it there. It's not going to ruin the wall. You're going to leave it there. Matzlanios chazule lekriya de levusha. Matzlanios.
It's just blocking. So the grass is growing from the ground.
And it's hanging into the windowsill.
Hanging in.
So you don't care. So you don't care. So that's why you're going to leave it there. And if it's still attached, then for sure it's not makabal tuma. Matlanios kazule lekriya de levusha. What do you mean? A little beged? You could use it if you get a hole in your shirt and you want to sew in a little extra garment to make a patch. So where's a bismichta? It's very thick materials. So therefore, you can't use it for that. Chazule umna. A doctor could use it for to make a bandage. Biriska. It's sackcloth, so it's too rough. Iba Riska Sheim Behen Shalosh Al Shalos. If it's that Riska, which is sackcloth, what is the shear 3x3? Sheim Behen Dalad Al Dalad Miboilei. It has a different shear, different materials. The Mishnah is saying, Seder Taurus, have different shear and fertuma. In Mesachas Kalim, I think. So Gemara says, Ke'en Riska. You're right, it's not actual sackcloth, it's just like sackcloth, that it's rough like it. The limb of an animal that is semi-detached, that's lying in the window. So Arkava Azlo, the animal's going to run away. So what do you mean your Mavadil there is going to get up and run? So why should that be Ma'id? Big Shur, it's tied up. Shachila, the animal's good, the person's going to shaft it, so you're going to take it out of the window. Bit Tameya, it's non-kosher, so why would you shaft it? Mazvin Leilanachra, you'll sell it to a guy. Bika Chusha, no, it's too weak. No guy's going to want it. Pasik, well, maybe you'll cut off the limb. Shadila Leklavim, you'll throw it to the dogs. Kivan, the Ika, Tsar Balechayim, Lo Avid. No, because there's Tsar Balechayim, you are not going to do that. Right, so you always mention when Tsar Balechayim comes up, just to add on one who suffered to it. What? It's chayv to a.
It's tied to a wall.
It's tied to a wall. Right, right. It's not. It's tied up. Maybe it has some loose way to get out. But the Tzar Bal Chaim issue is we always mention. But I just want to add on one who suffered this time. The Michal Sasher writes in Parshas Vayera the idea. He's talking about chinuch, the yisod of the mitzvah of chinuch. He quotes the Machlokas Daraisa Derabanan, where the pratim of chinuch are Daraisa or Derabanan, whether it's on the father, whether it's on the son. And at the end of the day, he says it can't be that it's just a mitzvah Derabanan. When Midor Raisa, I can let my kid do whatever he wants. Midor Rabbana, nothing mechanechim. He says, obviously not. The details are machlokas. But really, the ultimate point is, of course, Dar Raisa. And that's what he calls Ratzon Hashem. Hashem obviously wants you to do this, even if it's not obligated particularly. And his example that he gives, which we always quote, is also Tsar Balechayim. The Gemara assumes Tsar Balechayim. What is the source for Tsar Balechayim? There are 11 Makoros in the Rishonim for Tsar Balechayim. Right, 11. Rashi quotes, maybe it's from the mitzvah of prika, unloading an animal. The Rambam says, maybe the Ritva says, maybe it's halacha Moshe Sinai. The Rambam says it's based on the pasuk by Bilam, why are you hitting me? Says the donkey to Bilam. The Chassam Sofer says, maybe it's based on the pasuk of Rachma v'chol ma'asav, that we say in Ashrei. Many, many sources. What's the point of it all? Others say the halacha, you have to feed your animal before you feed yourself. The point is that there is no source, specifically in Shas, because it's Ratzon Hashem. And whatever the source is, ultimately there is no source. And all these are secondary sources, so to speak. Along the same lines, whenever you speak about this, the Rishonim discuss back in Parshas Bereishis, why, well, it's a double-edged, double question. Number one, why wasn't Cain killed? Cain was Chayim Isa. Shrichas Damim. Cain killed Hevel, but instead he went to Galus. Okay, maybe seven generations later. But why wasn't he killed? So the Mefarshim discuss, should he have known, even if he might have not have been Mitzuvah yet, or he didn't know about it, you know, maybe we say there were six mitzvahs that were given to Adam, but when was that? Was that before Cain killed Hevel or after Cain killed Hevel? But the Mefarshim explains, the Mefarshim say, the Torah Shlema and the Medrash, Cain harag v'lo haya lo mimi lilmot. He didn't have anybody to teach him. He didn't have a Rebbe. And therefore, he couldn't be Chayev Misa. A number of sources say this. The Chizkuni, l'fisha adayin lo huzhar v'lo husra ala ratzicha. V'kamakam kanso galus. He wasn't killed, but he had to go into galus. So the question is Ritzicha something that you had to be commanded about? Isn't that Ratzon Hashem? Right, wouldn't that be Ratzon Hashem? The Tosfos. Tosfos discussed by the Gemara about Esav, that Baal Nara Marasa. Tosfos says, I wasn't Asur yet, Baal Nara Marasa, to Bnei Noach. Tosfos says, it's still Mechur Hadavar, right, at the end of the first parak. What does that mean? It's Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem. You know, you should have known. Certain things you should know. So again, it's interesting that we've shown him here. Again, there's more, not for now, but there's more here. Why wasn't he killed? Rav Saadia Gaon says there weren't two witnesses. This different. Maybe he misunderstood certain things Hashem said. Well, the Mefarsh, maybe we could have a shear on it one time. But the story of Cain and Hevel, both the Parshas Bereishis, but that also relates to this idea of Ratzon Hashem. Should Cain have figured it out, you know, even without being commanded?
What does it mean he
didn't have a rabbi? I guess Adam didn't teach him. His father didn't teach him. He had Adam, but Adam is, right? It's I don't know that Adam also had the mitzvah of chinuch, I guess, for his kids. Okay, right. You look through Sefer Bereishis. You know, we think about our children's sibling rivalry. There's some serious sibling rivalry throughout Sefer Bereishis. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara. V'of, third to last skinny line. V'of shachan v'chalon parach v'azil. If a bird is in the window, isn't it going to fly away? But kosher, it's tied up. Shachilei, are you going to shecht it? B'tamei, it is not kosher. You can sell it to a non-Jew. It's a type of small bird that the non-Jews don't even want. Maybe you'll give it to a kid to, as a toy. No, it's scratchy and it's gonna hurt the baby. Klanisa lo masarto. What do you mean? Klanisa is not sharp. Kain klanisa. It is like that type of bird, but it isn't actually that bird. A guy is going to get up. Bekafos. He's also tied up. So his friend will untie him. So you tied him up. Somebody else is going to untie him. Bimitzora. Nobody's going to come close to a mitzora. So I'm going to bow to him. It's tied up mitzora in the window. Asi mitzora chavri sharilei. So his friend will come. His friend, who is also a mitzora, won't be scared of him. Ela bechavushi malchus. It must be talking about somebody who was tied up by the government, so nobody's going to untie him. Uben shmona hamunach b'chalon. So the little tiny baby is there born in the eighth month. Asi imi darilei. The mother's going to come and take him. B'shabbos. Talking about on Shabbos, and in those days they thought the baby in the eighth month was a nefel, so he was muksa. Titania ben shmona hariu ke'even va'asul tatalo b'shabbos. Wow. Aval imo shocha alavu menikta. They thought it was basically a dead body. Right, but the mother could come, bend down, and nurse the baby. Unbelievable. So we obviously do not paskin this way. We paskin that for any baby, and not just for a baby, we paskin that even for an uber, even for a fetus from Chalal Shabbos. And we paskin also, like the Rishon Machlokas Rishonim, but the Rishonim say, even a baby before, even an uber before 40 days, which doesn't really have the status of an uber yet. The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, how can you be Mechal Shabbos? That's for sure not a nefesh, not even a mixas nefesh, it's before 40 days. The answer is because, what's the svara given in Yuma? Chalal Shabbos achas b'di shiyis mo Shabbos os harbe. So that svara applies even to a pre-Uber, even to before 40 days. And that's why, no matter what, we're Mechal Shabbos for any of those.
It says
you can... Also, the title is Muxa. It's like a rock. It's like a rock. Mux is a rabbanon, yeah. Right. So it's also latatalo, yeah. And therefore, you can leave it. You're going to leave him in the window. The mother's going to leave him in the window. I jumped to talk about Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara was talking about Mux.
We're not even talking about the Doraisa. Forget about that. We don't pass him like this. We're not even talking about the Doraisa.
But Lamaisa, nobody's going to move it. Just like nobody's going to go over to somebody who's tied up by the government. Lamaisa, and therefore that was Shmuel's din. Shmuel said at the end of Shir yesterday that whenever you're mevatel it there and you're not going to move it. So then that's my tachalon.
How long does it have to stay
there? I don't know. How long? As long as you could foresee that it will stay there. Melach azile, isn't salt fitting? You could use it for something. Marisa, very, very bitter salt. Chazila oros, you could use it for tanning, right? You're pickling. The isla bokotzi, it has thorns in it also. Given the kasha lakosa shakla, it's going to hurt the wall if it stays on there. So aren't you going to take it? The yasva chaspa, no, it's on a shard. On a shard of earthenware, therefore it's not hurting the wall directly. Chas v'gufa techet, so the shard itself should represent the chatzitza. So deles bashir, no, there's not enough of a shear to have a chashav piece of cheres. Kitetan, as the Mishnah says in Shabbos, how much cheres do you need for hotzah? Cheres leilitin mipasim l'chaveiro. Enough cheres to put between let's say you have like a tripod, you want to hold up the two pieces, putting something on the floor to keep them distant perfectly and held in place from each other. That's as much as you need. We discussed in the past Rav Hirsch's idea in Parshas Vayakel, where he talks about probably the most press that any sugya gets in Shas. The most press is Hotzah. There's more about Hotzah than any other sugya in Shas, right? More than half of Masechta Shabbos is about Hotzah. It's unbelievable how much hotzah. Why? And the Gemara even says it's a malacha gerua, or the Rishonim say, because right? You don't even accomplish anything by hotzah. So why so much about hotzah? So he talks about it there in Vayakel, that the symbol of hotzah. He says if you look in Sefer Yirmiyahu also, he says stop being mechal. Yirmiyahu is telling us to do tshuva, to stop being mechal Shabbos and don't do hotzah. He singles that out. So I'm not going to read it now because I want to just get through this. But he says there that all the malachas that we don't do, reflect the fact that we realize Hashem is the creator of the world. He's the realm. He's in that realm. He's the creator of the borei olam. Between our relationship with, he's the master. He's the master of creation. Hotzah doesn't accomplish. Hotzah reflects ben adam l'chaveiro, the social world. So by not doing hotzah, says Rav Hirsch, we not only say that God is the master of creation, but we say He's the master of social interaction and things that occur on a daily basis. So That's the message of Hosa, why it's so important and different. That it is a Moglacha Guru because it doesn't accomplish, but its weakness is its strength, as my Rebbe Rosenzweig would say. So that's the Rav Hirsch on in Vayakel. It's a great one. Feel free to look it up. So says the Gemara, Kli Cheres Chazilei. What a Kli Cheres? Now back to the Braisa. What is how is a Kli Cheres in mind? Chazilei, it's fitting for something. To mitten if it's disgusting, it's dirty. Chazilo umna, a doctor could use it for bloodletting. To minkev, it has a hole in it, so it can't catch any blood. Sefer Torah Chazilo Mikra, next one. You could use a Sefer Torah. Why is that? My Babali, it's worn out. It's worn out, so you can't use it anymore. Baboy Geniza, you're going to put it in Seamus. You're not going to leave it there. Shamte Geniza, you're going to be gonies it there. So one way, you don't have to bury something, you just put it in an old place that we've shown him that discuss. What exactly does this mean that you're going to be gonies it there? We discussed in the past what exactly is required, Seamus, what is not. Anything. I mentioned the chilek of Maseches Megillah, Tashmishei Kedushin, Tashmishei Mitzvah. Anything that's connected to the Ksav of Torah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, Sefer Tefillin Bag, etc. Other things, that is all Seamus. But tzitzes and a shofar, lulav, all that is not Seamus. Why do you burn your lulav and with our chametz? If it doesn't have kedusha anymore, it's Tashmishei Mitzvah, and therefore we just have to dispose of it properly, but not that we have to bury it. Okay, so that's a discussion of Seamus, Sham Tehegan Izasa. Viter, Amar Rav. Bekolos Mechitzo Chasimayim V'Ravav. You're allowed to use any material to make a wall. We take out the Va'amar, it's Amar Rav. You use anything to make a wall, except for salt and fat. Because salt, we assume, is going to crumble, and the fat is going to also, now it's congealed, but it might melt, so therefore you can't use that for a wall. Shmuel Amar Filu Melach, once we're talking about walls and things that are in my mind. Shmuel says, no, you can even use salt. Amar Papa Velo Pligi, there's no machlokas here. Habe Melach Stomis, Habe Melach is Terunkinis. Depends on the type of salt. Melach is Terunkis, is very hard, and it's good. Stomis is very thick and hard, it could be used as a wall. Is Terunkinis is going to crumble. Are
we talking about Shabbos here?
Are we talking about Shabbos here? It's not 100% clear, but it might be the Lechora. We're not talking about a wall for a Sukkah, Lechora, so it's probably talking about Shabbos. What is the status of mechitza to create a certain rishus? The hashad amar rabba osa adam shnei tziburei melach umeniach aleim kora. But now that we know, this is for sure Shabbos. Now that we know, Rabba said that if somebody's trying to enclose an alleyway, a mavui, and he wants to put up two horizontal poles and one vertical pole, that could use salt because shamelach mamedes is a kora v'akor mamedes a melach. Because once you put the roof onto the salt, we say it's going to strengthen each other and not fall apart. It's going to hold everything together as a unit. So then, afilo melach is terokness, even the other salt. Velo pligi hadi gakara delakakara. The machlokas could be if it has a roof or not. Obviously, melach stomis. We could talk about mayim achronim in the simon about how do you remember what simon mayim achronim is? We have coffee at the end of your meal. Kuf pei aleph, right? As a simon of mayim achronim, kuf pei aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch says mayim achronim chova. Even though at the end of the simon he says there are those that are knowing not to do mayim achronim. There's one ha'ara, the Mishnah Berurah writes, for those who are makbid, they should do it properly. He says, I've seen many that just do the tips of their fingers, and says, once you're going to do it, whatever you do, whichever minhag one follows, once you do it properly and wash a good portion of their hand. Good portion of their hand, you have these tiny little mayim achronim things, and everybody has to use them, you're not going to accomplish what we're supposed to do, right? The mayim achronim to preventing the melach stomis that used to be dangerous for our eyes. But either way, that's the simon to do more research on kuf bei aleph. Says the Gemara, Marchikim Sarechayim Gimel Menas Shava Shachav Shein Arba Menarechav. And again, I apologize for not going deeper into that. I just don't feel so well. We have to distance three from the bottom part of the mill, which is four from the above. My time. Why do you have to distance? Mishum Tiri, like we had before, vibrations. Can have a mill so close to your friend's field. So there, what do you mean? We have a mill that's pulled by a donkey, which is three from this robo, which is four from the kalas. That's a very small mill. And therefore, you shouldn't need any amount. It doesn't cause any vibrations, the Gemara assumes. So elamishum kala, vibrations are not the only problem. It's also the noise. And the noise, that's why you have to make it distant. Vesatanur shloshim nakali shin arba minasafa amar abaya shramina kalya the tanur tefach. You see from here that it's one tefach in between the difference between the bottom and the top, that the rim of the oven is a tefach. Nafkamina lamekachu memkar. Nafkamina is for you sell an oven, how much rim do you have to give? Period. Mishnah. Uyam Adam Tanel B'tochavit Habayis Elim Kain. More issues about what I'm allowed to do in my rishus and how much I have to be worried about you. I'm not allowed to put an oven in my house. Elim Kain Yish Al Gabav Gova Arba Amos. Unless there's at least 4 amos of airspace between the oven and the ceiling. If not, I'm worried that my house is going to burn down. And even if I don't care about it, it might lead go to your property also. So I got to have at least 4 amos on top. Hayimamidu Baliyah. If I'm putting an oven in the upstairs. I have to make sure that there's a floor of 3 tefachim thickness because the heat generated might cause it to collapse through. Ubekira tafach akir, which is not as hot of an oven, as we mentioned, 3 types of ovens, tanur, kira, and kupach. Akir is not as hot, so you only need a tefach thick. V'imhizik, here's the chiddush of the Tanakama. Even if you took the precautions that Chazal told you to do and damage still took place, mishalei mashahizik, you still have to pay. As Rashi explains, these are just to help you so that in most cases damage won't happen. But you cannot say it's unexpected. You still have to guard it. And therefore, if you didn't, you're still going to pay. That's the Tanakhama, who we hold like. Reb Shimon Omer. So, interesting. We spoke about the beginning of Baba Kama, the Isser of Hezek. Is there an Isser to damage? So he said, according to most Mefarshim, there is. A Da'oraisa Isser, the question is, what is it included in? Is it Geneva? Is it Gazela? Is it Ashavas Aveda? Is it all the first stipler? And Baba Kama talks about it. So here's an example, though, that's called Hezek, that you didn't do anything wrong. L'chora, would there be an Isser Hezek if you follow the rabbis? You still have to pay. So here's in the case of isolating the payment of Hezek and the Isser, L'chora, unless you say it's still an Isser because you should have done more. Reb Shimon says no. Lo Amar Kol Hashirim Ha'elu Elef Shem Hizik Padim L'Shalim. Reb Shimon says no. These Shirim are to tell you the point that if you did these, then you would be Pater. Lo Yitzar Adam Chanu Shal Nachtomin V'Shal Tzavo In Tachazot Tzaro. Like we had this before, a person cannot open a bakery or a dyeing place under the Otzar, the storage house of his friend, because it's going to ruin it. Below Refes Bakar, you also can't have a stable underneath. The MS, and in truth, which means Halacha, we pass on like this. B'Yayin Hitiru. Wine, if it's wine on top, it's allowed because that's not ruined by the bakery and the dyeing place. I have a lower refes bakar, but a refes bakar would also ruin wine. Period. V'hatanya b'tana arbo b'kira shlosha. We have different shirim. A tana requires 4 and a kira 3, right? Not like the Mishnah says the tana requires less, 3 tefachim underneath. So Amar Abaye kitanya hi b'denachtomin. It's more serious ovens, baker ovens, so that requires more. The taner didon ki kira denachtomin. Our oven is like the kira of an achtom, but a taner of an achtom is much hotter and therefore requires more. If the stable was in the downstairs before the otzer upstairs, then mutter. You don't have to tell the one who owns the stable to get rid of it because he was there first. Boya baya. Kibed verebates the otzer mahu. What if before the stable was there, the upstairs was getting ready? The Baal HaAliyah was getting ready to put an Otzer there. He didn't yet, but he swept it out and he sprinkled water on it to keep the dust down. So is that enough of a hazmana? Is that enough of preparation? Is that called making the Otzer first? Riba b'chalonos mahu. What if he made windows, which show that he wants some air for his tua? Or the Bach takes out the next 5 words. Bona Aliyah al-gabe besoma. What if you just build it upstairs? So you did a huge act. So is that, right, is that enough? Teku. So no answer, teku, we say. Boy, Rafuna Breda of Yeshua, Tzmari Vrimoni Mahu. What if he already didn't put in Tfuah yet, but he put in some other fruit? He put in dates and pomegranates. Is that enough? Teku. So we're not sure if that's enough. Remember, Teku, we mentioned Teku and not Meku, why it's Eliyahu HaNavi, but also we have something to say about every letter. Tav, it's Teku, not Meku, but also it's Kushis Vabayos. Chavetz Chaim says, he's not going to answer up Mufurish Dinim. So Kachem and Taurus, we have to learn ourselves. He's not going to tell us what the halacha is. He's only going to answer the Sekus. It's our job to learn all Hilchas, Tumah, and Kachim. So we just got to think of Varts on Yitarets and Kushis Vabayas go together. So we just need a Vart on Yitarets. Okay, Be'emes, let's finish up. Be'emes B'ayin Hetir V'chulu Tana. B'ayin Hetir B'beish Mashbicho. Why is it okay by wine? Because the smoke from underneath, from the dyer, or from the baker, it's good for the wine. V'lo Refes Bakar M'neisha Masricho. And not a Refes Bakar because it is Masriach. The Rashba talks about what do you need both. Why can't it just be that it's not mashbiach, not masriach the wine? It's the Rashba here. Amar of Yosef, hai didon, our wine, afilu kutra de shraganami kashale. Even a little bit of smoke from a candle is hurtful and detrimental for our wine. So therefore, our wine, you can't have anything underneath. Amar of Sheshes, vi aspasta kerevis bakar damya. Aspasta, which is a type of tfua, it causes a terrible odor and stench, and therefore it has the same status as a refes bakar underneath. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, sorry, it's it had to be a little shorter than usual. But, that's the way it is.